In this edition of Dear AFA, 2015 benefits correction period closes this Friday, November 21st. Enhanced early out program travel purchase, reserve letter trading and update. Primary phase 1 vacation bidding opens today. Reduced vacation accrual due to occupational. Working crew holiday buddy travel. Joint negotiations resume in Chicago. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, November 18th, 2014, and this is San Francisco, Council 11, volunteer Karen Rollerpen reporting. 2015 benefits correction period closes this Friday, November 21st. As a reminder, if you need to make any corrections to your 2015 benefits, please visit United's Your Benefits Resources site or call a representative by this Friday, November 21st, 2014, during the 2015 benefits correction period. If you have any questions regarding benefits open enrollment, please contact the United Airlines Benefits Service Center at 1-800-651-1007, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Central Time. Enhanced Early Out Program Travel Purchase. Enhanced Early Out Program, EEOP, participants currently on voluntary furlough have been assigned an exit date of November 30th, 2014. For those who are interested and or need to purchase pass travel to age into retiree pass travel, need to act now. The deadline to purchase extended travel benefits is November 24th, 2014 at noon Central Time. This information specifically applies to those who have been assigned an exit date of November 30th, 2014. Flight attendants wishing to purchase travel who do not have an exit date will make their elections once notified of their release date. Travel may be purchased for 5, 10, or 15-year increments at a cost of $5,000 per 5-year increment. United has created a tool to help aid you in determining how many years of travel will be need to purchase if you are not eligible for retiree travel on your exit date. The tool, which has been developed as part of an Excel spreadsheet, can be accessed on our website and used on any computer where Microsoft Excel has been enabled. Flight attendants who are interested in this option should print and complete the travel elections form available on our website. Once the form is completed, it should be scanned and emailed to United at buytravel@united.com. That's buytravel at united.com. As a reminder, the deadline to purchase extended travel benefits is November 24, 2014 at noon Central Time. All purchased travel will be deducted from your early out payment, and United has stated they will not extend this deadline. Reserve letter training and update. The 2015 reserve letters have been posted and can be found on our website. As a reminder, the 2015 reserve letters become effective with the February 2015 schedule month, which begins on January 30th, 2015. Any flight attendants who wish to trade their 2015 reserve letter can do so using Unimatic page DIS star 27871. Please remember all reserve letter trades must be made with another flight attendant in your same domicile. Reserve letter trades effective for the February 2015 schedule month must be received by December 29, 2014. As in previous years, United has committed there will not be a seniority restriction on the cutoff date for any 2015 reserve letter trades. We are aware that the names of many of those awarded the EEOP are included on the reserve rotation list. We understand that our members are seeing these names and that questions abound as to why vacation bids were delayed. AFA proposed, and the company agreed, to a letter of agreement modifying the contractual vacation bidding timeline, and that would allow the company time to process the early out bid and subsequently remove from competitive vacation bidding those flight attendants who will be separated or retired prior to the start of the 2015 flying year. We have been advised that all those on voluntary furlough who will be retired or separated on November 30th, 2014 are not included on either the reserve rotation list, nor will they be allocated vacation and included in the 2015 vacation award. It has been our position that members who will be leaving prior to January 2015 should not be included in either of these processes. The company has indicated there will be some exits of the EEOP candidates in December and January. However, the company has yet to finalize exit dates for all locations. Remember, exit dates can extend for up to a 2-year period following the award dates. It is for this reason we must contractually insist that all flight attendants who are known to be here in January 2015 and beyond must be included in the vacation process and on the reserve letter list. The company has not finalized the exit dates for all flight attendants. Those bidding vacations should bid the vacation periods they would want to hold as if they were still working. Once assigned an exit date, any accrued but unused vacation will be paid out as part of the final paycheck. Any primary vacations that are vacated will be returned to the interim vacation bidding process for selection by those flight attendants remaining at the location. We will continue to monitor the reserve status of those remaining at the location and act accordingly if the composition of the location changes significantly. Primary Phase 1 vacation bidding opens today. Primary Phase 1 vacation bidding opens today and will close at 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on Tuesday, November 25, 2014. 2015 vacation, reserve letters, and accruals were loaded into the VAC bid screens late last week. Should you have any questions regarding the 2015 vacation accrual posted in the VAC bid screen, your first telephone call should be to the flight attendant vacation team through 1-800-FLIGHTLINE, option 5, option 1. Later the day yesterday, after vacation accruals were loaded into the VAC bid screen, a problem was identified with the vacation accruals for flight attendants who flew in a partnership during the vacation accrual year, August 31st, 2013 to August 30th, 2014. Once identified, the problem was quickly corrected and corrected accruals were relocated into the VAC bid screen. If you flew as part of a partnership during the vacation accrual year, check your vacation accrual again as it may have changed as a result of correcting the problem. Keep in mind, the company has not completed the announcement of exit dates for flight attendants at all locations. Ultimately, when people leave, it may impact what you are able to hold in the vacation bidding process. In every instance, you are encouraged to bid the vacation periods you want to hold without regard for what you think you might be able to hold. In addition, one of the most common vacation bidding errors involves the bidding a vacation that spans 2 calendar months. Again, this year, it is critical that you review the start and end dates for the newly defined schedule month. By doing so, you can ensure that you have the correct number of days in each month based on the vacation period being bid. When applying vacation slide rules, your initial vacation bid must be legal. If not, vacation slide will not correct an invalid bid. Our annual vacation bidding article is now available on our website at unitedafa.org. Reduce vacation accrual due to occupational. As we begin the annual vacation bidding process, we are once again receiving questions from flight attendants who are surprised to learn their vacation accrual has been reduced as a result of being on an occupational leave of absence during the vacation accrual year. In January 2014, the union filed an MEC grievance, MEC 1-14, in response to management's action to unilaterally reduce vacation in certain circumstances when a flight attendant has been on an occupational leave of absence. This case has been submitted to the System Board of Adjustment and is pending a hearing date. If you are impacted, please provide the following specifics to your local council. Name, domicile, file number, effective dates of the occupational leave of absence, total vacation accrual to which you are entitled under the contract, 19 days, 26 days, 33, or 40 days. Total vacation accrual credited for 2014 and 2015 as listed in your VAC bid screen. Total vacation reduction. Copies of your VAC bid screen and work history entry, FDWH, documenting occupational LOA dates. Accordingly, we will continue our efforts to have this case heard expeditiously. If you have further questions, please contact your local domicile. Working crew holiday buddy travel. Flight attendants who are working crew members will have the ability to travel with up to 2 people using buddy passes who will travel at the flight attendant's personal pass clarification. This applies to both domestic and international travel and is available over 2 periods. Beginning November 23, 2014, and ending on or before midnight, December 5, 2014. Beginning December 18, 2014, and ending on or before midnight, January 5. When creating your reservation through United's Employee Res, remember to check the Traveling with Working Crew Member box to be sure your buddies are booked at the correct pass classification. You are required to notify the gate agent in person when your buddy accompanies you at the city where you are boarded and at the connecting city with an aircraft change. If seats are not available, the buddies will travel at the unaccompanied classification on the next available flight on which they can be boarded. Joint negotiations resume in Chicago. Joint negotiation resumed this week in Chicago. The Joint Negotiations Committee, JNC, is expected to provide an update through the Our United newsletter later this week. All JNC updates can be found on the JNC website at www.ourunited.org. If you are not signed up to receive the Our United newsletter, please do so also on www.ourunited.org. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling.